Hello and welcome to the show, the lovely Roxanne Celina Tilly. Have I said that right?
Yeah, you said that right.
Good. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. I'm okay. Working hard and everything. How are you anyway?
Yeah, not bad. Happy Easter to you, by the way.
Happy Easter.
Oh, dear. Now, you're a bit of an actress, aren't you?
Yes. I've been performing pretty much all my life, so do lots of different things at the moment.
How did you get into it?
Literally from very, very, very young age, I've been doing performing, went to stage schools. Literally every single night of the week was a different class, whether it was singing, acting, dancing. Bless my mum, took me to all of them. And then I just carried it on. And then I got to the age of college and it was a case of, do I want to do performing arts or do I want to do marine biology? And I was like, I'm going to do performing arts. And then literally, yeah, two completely different things. But I wanted to be a dolphin trainer, so it was like kind of still in the performing side, but you had to have marine biology to do that. So I was like, no, I'll do performing instead.
Cool. So what have you been in? Because I think the last thing you did was Little Mermaid, wasn't it?
Yeah, so we did Little Mermaid at the Palace, and I was in chorus. That was with Leo Pratics and Dramatic Society. I've been with them for a few years now. My first show with them was Little Shop of Horrors, which is my favourite musical of all time, and I got to play the plant, and that was just like dream role, insane. When I found out, I cried, and my partner at the time came home and was like, oh my God, who's died? And I said, no, I've got the part. And before that, obviously it was lockdown. So during lockdown, I did quite a few virtual performances. Mm-hmm. And that was crazy. So did a few virtual shows. We did Legally Blonde. We did Little Shop of Horrors as well. Which I directed Little Shop. Legally Blonde, I did Elle Woods, which was crazy because I thought, yeah, that's fine, I can do this. Didn't realise directing it and starring it and being all technical was crazy. And before that, I was part of the Little Theatre Company. I did quite a few shows with them as well. And that's since I've come home from Scotland because I lived in Scotland for 5 years.
Wow. Oh, that I didn't know because we speak a lot on Facebook, don't we? Me and you.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, the Palace Theatre, that was in Southend, if I remember rightly, wasn't it?
Yes.
And you've got something big coming up soon, haven't you?
Yeah, so I work in Infinity Show Bar, which has been open since 2021. We literally opened during lockdown, and then the whole world went down in lockdown, so they were doing lives every Sunday. And then as soon as the world sort of opened up again, we started doing table service. But the great thing about it, everybody thinks it's a gay bar, but it's actually a show bar. So we have drag acts there. We've got resident drag queens there. We have karaoke. We have DJs. Most of our bar staff are singing bar staff as well. At the moment, you've just got me and Sam singer-wise. But it used to be literally all the bar staff could sing. So, yeah, it's such a great place to work in. It's all-inclusive. And we're doing our first show there, which is kind of like, you think, how on earth are you going to do a show in a bar? But it's worked.
So what is the show all about? What does the show entail?
So we've decided to go with musicals because obviously, especially with Southend, how it is, that loads and loads of people, loads and loads of performers are popping up, whether it's live singing, bands. Obviously, we have East 15 acting school at Seek College. And things, we decided, look, let's go with something completely different rather than doing upbeat songs, which most people who come to the bar and see us perform, we're performing upbeat songs and things like that. So let's try and do something a little bit different. So we're doing musicals literally from, like, when people go, oh yeah, it's a musical show, they think, oh, it's going to be all old musicals like old Roger and Hammerstein or Sondheim or something like that. But we've actually incorporated quite a few new musicals such as Beetlejuice. We've got ones that not a lot of people know. There is one, we've got like Hunchback of Notre Dame, we've got a bit of Disney in there, we've got Frozen. But we've also brought some elements of fun songs. A lot of the songs are really, really funny. We've got ones from Hamilton, Spamalot. Like, we have a whole thing. And we were like, do we want to go down musicals or go down Disney? Because Disney goes down really, really well, especially in sort of the South End community. And we thought, no, let's stick with musicals and let's bring some unknown musicals to people and also some musicals that everybody knows, such as Les Mis and things. So we decided to do that and do, and we brought in two extra performers as guests from obviously knowing from the Amdram community. It's great. So, and they are fantastic performers, absolutely amazing, so talented, both like in acting and in singing as well. So it's been mind-blowing how this show has literally come together from four individuals, and I've just gone, right, okay, this is what we're doing, I need you to sing, and it's just gone from strength to strength.
Wow, fantastic. That does sound absolutely superb, I must admit. How much are the tickets?
So the tickets are £10. Obviously, we're not making profit from this. Any money that we make from the tickets is going to paying our special guests, of course, mm-hmm. Because it is a professional gig. So they can put that down in their resume and stuff. And then the rest of the money will go back into hopefully putting on another show. We've had actually a lot of people come forward to us and say,
awesome.
Can you do a show that's Disney?
Where can people get tickets from?
So it's like, great. Pardon?
Where can people get tickets from?
So if you go onto the Infinity Show Bar Facebook and also on their Instagram, there will be a link that's called, it's a website called Ticket Source, and it's Infinity Show Bar Events. So that will take you to picking up the tickets and things like that.
Cool. And when is the show?
So the show is, if I'm correct, it is the 9th and the evening of the 9th of April, and a matinee and an evening on Wednesday the 10th. We've done it midweek because we thought, you know, lots of places go on weekends, but our Amdram community, we do a lot of things on weekdays because some people work on the weekends and things. And also for the colleges as well, we've made sure that that's actually available to the colleges during the day so they can bring them to a different setting as such.
Wow. What have you got planned for the future?
Hopefully new ideas and new shows to go on there. At the moment, I'm stepping back from Amdram because I'm having to do like my actual normal job, but still supporting them and stuff. But it's just kind of take it as it goes, really. The opportunity arises, we'll snatch it. But we are hoping to do a Disney show. It just depends how well this show goes down and whether we can actually go, yeah, there is a criteria, there is like a niche there that people want, and come into something a little bit different where they can enjoy a cocktail that's not going to cost them £14 and they can get West End level performances for a lot cheaper than going to the Cliffs Pavilion or something like that. Obviously, we haven't got the big sets and everything, but... like the actual performances themselves, the performers are amazing, and Sam's done a lot of professional work. I know that one of our performers, our special guests, Scott McFall, he's done a bit of professional work as well. I have as well, so it's kind of it's all a bit like crazy.
well, I hope I wish you well with it, and I'll hopefully try and get the tickets to come down and see it myself as well. But thank you very much for coming on the show.
You're welcome. Have a good Easter.
And you. Take care yourself.
Thank you.
Bye.